a beautiful art project designed for and by the people of Molokai could serve as a terrific example for the rest of the state. When Maui girl Tanya Mailena'ehu married and moved to Molokai, she was surprised at the lack of art classes there. An educator by trade with a degree in Hawaiian studies, one day Na'ehu met arts enabler Meliana Meyer, who asked what she really wanted to do.
And I was like, whoa, like I just met this woman, and she was just offering really the world to my family, to myself, to our community. And I was like, I want to do a mural. And she was like, okay, let's do it. It was so crazy.
Na'ehu wanted the murals to be rooted in Molokai legends or mo'olelo. Meyer committed a team of muralists if Na'ehu could raise the funds.
For 13 months, I dove into it and did something I've never done before.
Na'ehu wrote grants. She recruited kids from all Molokai schools and started weekend camps in mo'olelo and storytelling.
These Molokai legends, you really have a close tie with them because you know these places.
Kapili'ula Na'ehu Ramos was a team participant.
It's like little islets or mounds, just seeing those connections, it really brings these mo'olelo to life.
Digging deeper revealed even more embedded in the mo'olelo, Na'ehu says, like explanations for the behavior of winds and rain and why, for example, mullet aren't migrating as they used to.
These answers have been forgotten, and we've made very bad modern-day choices that have really hurt our ability to feed ourselves, really.
Last February, artists Solomon Enos, Al Lagunero, Kahi Ching, Harinani Orm, and Meliana Meyer spent a week camping and brainstorming with Molokai artists Mailena'ehu, Koa Kakayo, and Kala'e Riti Tangonan, and 16 teens. Then, mo'olelo images mixed with a deeper understanding of place when the artist teams hunkered down for another week in spring, camping, cooking, and painting together at Keawanui Fish Pond. I asked Ilima Ka'awa-Rickardson how the master artist finally got everybody drawing and painting.
They just treated us like family, and we got really close to them. So when they asked us to do something, they expected work to be done, and we would be happy to do it.
Each mural relates to a place with images of different mo'olelo.
They would try and wrap us up in emotion and get us feeling good about ourselves and about how the mural will represent us and our island. And then we would get as much feeling as we can onto the mural.
So awesome! Yeah, everybody was just like, whoa!
Last Saturday, the whole contingent brought Molokai to Mark's garage. They've ended up doing poetry, spoken word, plus the murals and other visuals.
You know, so minds open, hearts soften, you know, when a message is shared through art.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News. Who knows, maybe this time around peaceful.